C'est Gamer. C'est that's rather space. This is a hook is that they come going in the way it is going. So what's the gather for this? It talks about dress, it talks about hairstyles, in any way of that they're going to. So obviously it can't be just simple however they're going dresses is also because they want to be wanted to dress. So there's a hagash over here, the kids Shulchan Aruch is madgish very much if you're doing it less damas to the guy. If the reason why you're wearing this bag is because I want to be like the guy, I want to look like the guy, that's when it's us. I'm getting this haircut because I want to look like this and this guy. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in here, Day Chedek Alson Pei Aleph, where he's talking about this Indian. Right, it says, "Be'inyan ha'malbushim shebe'medina zu she'in chilek ben Yisraelim lenachem." And there are places in Poland and other places where the Yidden will wear different begadim, whole different wardrobe, in order to look different than the goyim. But in be'medina zu, where there's no chilek between Yisraelim lenachem, and mechuyavim, he's dating up over here, mechuyavim b'nei Poilin shebo'u l'pa, people that came from Poland to America, the Gamanolda man, and also those that were born over here, are they mechuyav to wear lulbash oisin ha'mabushim shayim negim b'poilin. It's at the isin de ma'bushim nachim. Avsha av kvashina b'boil l'poilin. There were those that their fathers changed. So the question is, what remains on the children? That's what he's dying up over here. Kotei marik, and Sherish Peches, where Marik says, Shalaka shum din shenitzach lulbash begal macher ma'nachim. There's no din that you need to wear different clothing than the gun. Rach im levishas anachim and priests, v'derach gaiva, which we also saw in the Kitzer, if the clothing of the goyim is clothing of gaiva, that gives the person a feeling of gaiva, priests of lightheadedness and freeness, like he's a parrot, so then he says that's where the Isser is. Yisraelim in English, Shaloi Lalav Shem Yesh Be'ezes, and the Yisraelim would know not to wear this specific clothing because it gives off a feeling of gaiva or pritzas, then there's Isser. It says, V'cheinim hu b'loi shum tam, v'tzarech al l'choy kehevo v'shtus, asa shalavish v'zeh mar shu rak le'damis aleihem. This nekuda, that if even if the guy wear it for no reason, for whatever shtus reason, but if you're wearing it, they're into wearing it, and you're wearing it because they're into wearing it, so that shows you want to be mizdamis to them. And that's where this is. He says in the next paragraph, he says, V'oy chidish marik kula, there's another kula that the marik was v'chadish, sha'av be'elu shu v'leitam v'tzarech al l'choy k'al v'shtus, if you have a certain TLS by wearing it, so then that'll be mutter. But if you're doing it as damis to them, you came pasha change from shemitz ista b'stam godim shalav shemim medina zu. Therefore, it's pasha. There's no ista to wear stam godim, a pants, shirt, jacket. Afshe gam anochim lo shem godim ela. You know the guy also wear this medin ma'bushik. Nachum, the aim of Chashash Shemetz Akum, the Nechosh, the Gamla Yidavat Zmuel, the Neichadim. So, therefore, when a person goes out and he goes on, it's obviously at the end he says, Avab Godum Sheish Ben Pritzis Mamish, Shenas Mechodesh, Badi Dinashim, Asher Ben Sein Rabbim. Obviously, you have to stay away from those Chodesh. But the sod is, like we're saying, that when a person goes out to buy clothing, he can buy clothing, he can buy the style of clothing, just why are you buying it? To be like that guy on Wall Street or wherever, that or in France, that made the style, or are you buying it because it's a nice suit and you need a suit? That's the nekuda.
Sports jerseys?
I was hoping no one would listen to that.
Sports jerseys.
It's I think that's the practical case of this halacha there. But as the dar, if he's wearing it because he wants him his dama to yedigoy, then could be it's awesome. But if he's wearing it because he could play better, then I mean, you have to give that more. I'm saying, look over the tshuva, look over the gedarim. But that's not the case that comes to mind. Okay, the Shtem Bachos has a tshuva. If it's mutter to wear a short sleeve shirt, someone asked me that. Someone recently asked me, so is there anything wrong with that? Kederach ha'akom. He says, "When Hadin ain Israel lovash malvasham yuchalahem kedeli dam Islam." Again, same idea. When Hadin is no Israel to wear a malvash which is miyuchat to them, unless it's being done to be similar to them. V'hainu im be Yisrael nogum pnatznius with malvash miyuchat. If Yisrael picked a certain malvash that they're wearing because of a reason of tznius, v'akum shalahem us so then it's us for Yisrael to dress like them. As the Goyim have their dress, and they have their dress, and that'll be awesome. But therefore, Medina says, "In lachshas leisiv the Goyim kitzarim, even short pants mustama avamachim and bedaktek." That's on us. Okay. So Agumah, that's the side of this halacha. And the same thing applies to everything else. It applies to haircuts. It applies to other things that we do. That shouldn't be less damage to the Goyim. Okay. Siv gimel. Lo yilbash begadim yikarim. A person shouldn't wear expensive clothing. He does that maybe it's suddenly the gaiva, because this brings a person to a gaiva. It gives a person certain feelings, but it's very true. You say, person, the way he dresses gives him a feeling of who he is, and if he dresses with very expensive clothing, it could give him that feeling of gaiva. However, kitzis says lo begadim chusimoy. Doesn't mean you go to the other extreme and wear cheap, worn-out clothing or dirty clothing. That also you're not supposed to wear. You have to be dignified. You have to look clean and proper. Should be in the middle road. There's a bir halacha in Tavkuf Chavtes over there in Hilchos Yontif. So there's story about how Al Yitzamtzim, but Al Yitzas Yontif, you should buy nice clothing, nice food, you should just spend money for Yontif. So Rabbi Halacha over there says, Abu B'Shah HaYomim Tzokh Kolodim, Yitzamtzim by Tzayosah. And he says, because there's a kitzvah, set amount of, alright, Kosh Baruch Hu sets up from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, how much money each person's going to have. And therefore, a person has to be careful not to just spend his money on things like this. So he points out over there this idea also not to just go out and spend a lot of money on clothing when a person may not have that money for it. But again, the idea is that to wear the chamamutza. Okay. Person should sell even the beams of his house in order to buy shoes for his feet. So Pashtus, the pshat over here is that the reason why we're saying shoes are so important, not to walk barefoot, is because there's all different types of sharp and dirty things on the floor which could cut him and then cause infection and different things like that. That's the Pashtus. However, this halach is brought down in Ramah. Ramah says, V'leyelech yachaf, one should not go barefoot. If you take a look at Rashi on the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, which this is the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, that Kuchav Tetzavrav, Rashi says, She'en lecha bizui, min ha-mahalech yachaf b'shuk. There's no greater bizui than someone goes barefoot in the shuk. Someone has to walk barefoot, it's a bizui. And again, so it's Indian that a person should wear shoes in order that not to be in this state of bizui. The Masha over there says an interesting idea. He says that what the Pshat in the Gemara says, and he says that it's much like this in the Pashtas of the Sugya over there, throughout the Sugya, that someone goes Yachaf, he's going to be cold. He's going to be cold outside. And what the Gemara is saying is, it's better to sell the Kurdish Basi, which is which is shading you from the sun, from the heat, it's better to sell that to be in the heat than to be not have shoes and to be cold. Because cold could harm the person more than heat. That's the side of the Gemara. The Ali Rabbi brings down, over here on that Ramah. However, this din of not going barefoot, even though the Ramah himself and the Darkei Moshe is mashmal, in all places one should not go barefoot. But the Ali Rabbi says, that's dafka b'mkoyim sa'evil, v'loy b'mkoyim sa'arif. Not in the Arab countries where the derech was to go barefoot. Meaning the Ali Rabbi is saying that if you're in a place where the derech is to go barefoot, then it will be mutter. He brings down also a shloch that says that by berchus roika ha'aretz she'chavin la'giya b'raglav al ha'aretz mamish, that a person should, I guess this is more again when they used to make the brachas as they were being handed from each thing, but there was in you to put their feet on the ground itself. Or he says she'chavin la'giya b'raglav al ha'aretz mamish lamid ma'at koydim ha'nolas v'nolim roika al ha'aretz. He also brings down Venera and Moisim Shem Chuva. If someone's doing it as Chuva Shem Sabala Venesa Mutta, Chenos the Dover Melch Hashom, we have a passing in Shmuel where Dover Melch went barefoot. So, Agamon, we do see that there are Heterim to at times to go barefoot, and in a place where the Derech is to go barefoot, it will be Mutta. And Sim Shin Aleph and Hilch Shabbos. There's arichas over there in many other achronim where they used to go out dafka pi in yonim to greet the Shabbos barefoot. The Bach brings it down over there, the Achas Chaim, others bring it down. The Magravam says the other way, the Magravam says the dafka should buy nice shoes for Shabbos he says, because if you can go barefoot, how are you going to remember that today is Shabbos? So you have different stadim over there in the Shabbos inside the Yom Shabbos. Okay. Dalit, the fish mitzinu sheyemin hi chashuv b'teira l'inyan avodah. Since we find that the right is chashuv in the world of the Torah l'inyan avodah, l'inyan boyin yad, boyin regel shemilun by the kav miluyim on the thumb of the right hand or the right foot, shal mitzayra. Therefore, it comes to Levisha, and also by other things, including the Mishmur brings that, including when one's washing themselves or anointing themselves, rubbing themselves, they should always do the right first. If a person, and Mishmur adds on also that if a person's washing himself or anointing his whole body, so then his head goes first, because the Melech HaKol HaEvarim. The first is head, and then you do the right side and then the left side. The question is, if you're putting on suntan lotion, and you mash with it, if you're putting it first, do the right side and then the left side. Akapanim, so there's any lo'olam yaktim shal yamin l'shal small. You should always be makdim the yamin to small. Even if the small is available first, still you should try to do the right before the left. We'll discuss lefties also. Well, the chalitzas of menolim and removing shoes. When it comes to removing shoes, the shavigadim yachad shel small tchila shezo kvoid the shel yamin. You take off the left first because that's the kavod of the yamin. Achlinik shira. One exception is when it comes to tying. So then over there we say a small chashav yaisim neishah kosher. Allah is the tefillah. Because we tie on the left hand tefillah. The chengi shetarach liksha yikshah shel small tchila. Kigoy menolim sheish men kshira, shoes which have ties. Noel shall you min, first you tie the right, Noel you put on the right shoe, you don't tie it, the Noel shall small, and then you put on the left shoe, the Koisho you tie the left shoe, Acha Koisho shall you min, Chem Shabbagadu. Shtego Chiddush over here, because we're saying Kshira is the exception, because you're Koisho on the left hand, the tefillin, even though the Kshira is being done with the right hand. But still, it gives it, in the world of Kshira, it gives it a Kedima. Can we answer tomorrow? We'll fill in more pratim about this, where and when it applies.